My name is Lauren Harrison.
My name is Allie Harrison, and our address is Paradise Valley Orchard.
Paradise Valley Orchard is one of the only pick-it-yourself orchards in Utah. Lauren says people come from around the United States to pick apples off of the trees. Through their naturally grown orchard, which includes 250 apple trees, a three-quarter acre garden, a food dehydrator, rabbit fur clothing, and a commercial juicer, Allie and Lauren say they try to practice green living day to day.
Our efforts here to be sustainable, I think, for ourselves personally, we try to grow, I want to say 75 to 80% of what we eat, we try to grow here on the property. We like to trade things. We trade vegetables for eggs and dairy and cheese and things. So we're always trying to trade stuff, which I think is a way of being sustainable.
Allie says the orchard is all naturally grown.
We are not certified organic, so you have to be kind of careful with the term because they don't like you saying you're organic if you haven't done the certification. So what we tell people is that we grow everything naturally.
She says that includes no added chemicals or non-organic pesticides. Regardless, Lauren says killing off bugs with chemicals is not always beneficial.
Organic is something we do for our own conviction, you know, to try to keep a little more biodiversity in the orchard with the beneficial insects that take care of the bugs. Because when you spray something with, say, a chemical to kill something, then you take on the work of what you killed. You kill beneficials, and then you're taking on their work by having to take care of aphids that the ladybugs would have eaten.
Allie says there are hoops food producers have to jump through to become certified as organic.
We may, I guess, at some point in the future, we've looked into doing the organic certification. That may be an option. It's a lot of work. It takes years. When we bought the orchard, it was not anywhere near organic or anywhere near pesticide or chemical free. And it takes years for those chemicals to get out of the soil so that when you do become certified organic, they test your soil and they can say you are free of chemicals.
According to Allie, the couple grew up in very health-conscious families. So she says the number one reason the couple goes to such great lengths to eat naturally is because health is one of their biggest concerns.
I don't want to consume chemicals. I don't want to eat apples that have been trucked in from Argentina. I don't know what's on them. I don't know how long they sat in a warehouse. You know, same with any produce, any meat, anything you buy in the store. It's coated in chemicals and it's just not good for you.
Lauren says there are at least 10 different chemicals on every non-organic apple that one could typically buy in a grocery store. Allie says while it is important to shop locally and naturally, they believe the concept of sustainability is a dream that can never fully be obtained.
In the reality now, like living in a world where people have car payments and mortgage payments, like my husband and I both work outside jobs to pay the bills. In an ideal world, you know, to be able to live off the grid and not have an electrical payment and not have a car payment, but you have to have a vehicle. You have to get around. In a modern world, it's hard. So I think it's just baby steps.
The couple says they understand that not everyone can live green. So one of their goals regarding the Paradise Valley Orchard is to provide options to those who don't have access to food outside their back door.
I believe that there has to be small farms like this in order to supply the people that do have, say, for instance, live in a condo and don't necessarily have the skills necessary to actually grow their own food. Most of the world is actually like that.
The organic label comes with the assumption that the food was grown locally, Lauren says. He adds that that is not always the case. There are some brands in grocery stores that are considered organic but were produced in Mexico. The transport of these items can be just as bad as for the environment as pesticides. Allie says through their local orchard, they hope to minimize the distance of how far food travels from the farm to the plate.
My goal is to bring people out here. Let's bring people to the farm. Come out here and pick your own veggies. You know, it doesn't get any more local than actually picking your carrots out of the ground.
She says she hopes to encourage people to become healthier and also to teach others the beauty of living a simple life.
not being so into consumerism and buying and thinking that you need all this stuff, like just living more simply, more conscious of what you're consuming, what you're eating, what you're wasting, what you're using. We are only on this earth a very short amount of time. Let's make the most of it. Let's be as healthy as we can. And we're stewards of the environment. Our job is to protect what we've got.